And we are ready to go for hockey. Underway again, starting about 10 minutes early. The JV team again for Albert Lea won their matchup 5-0. So here we go. Moyer, the goaltender for Albert Lea. She is to the right of us. We're on one end of the rink. And the goaltender for Minnesota River, Annika Magali, a freshman, on the other end. Again, we have a very good sight line right next to where Moyer is. Starting lineups are brought to you by T&W Towing. The next time you find yourself on the side of the road and you need a tow, call T&W Towing of Albert Lea at 473-2999. T&W Towing, we meet by accident, 473-2999. Again, next whistle will tell you about the starting lines as the puck ends up in the near corner. Albert Lea controls on top of the slot. Now on the far circle, that gets knocked away, chased down in the corner by Olivia Ellsworth. Ends up in that far corner. Swung around behind the goaltender, controlled by Albert Lee's Austinson. Austinson got it to that far corner. Minnesota River tried to clear. That shot got all the way to the goaltender. Is saved. Knocked back out to the blue line, and racing for it is Albert Lea back in their own end. Getting to the puck first is Ellsworth. Starters out there tonight, Zizi Ouellette, Aria Hansen, Shelby Evans, Mika Sykos, and Lily Steven. The first five on the ice for Albert Lea tonight. Jada Moyer, sophomore in net. And a stoppage in play. Offside will be called on Minnesota River. So the faceoff just outside the Albert Lea zone. Kaylee Gogarty, Macy Pointner, Adriana Bixby, Shaylin Dunphy, and McKenna Andresen. The first five out there for Minnesota River. Bulldogs again 3-3 on the season. Albert Lea 5-3. Puck ends up in front of Moyer. Picked up by Albert Lea by Colker. Colker in that far corner. Colker's going to escape behind her own goaltender. Just underway, about 90 seconds gone by here in Le Sueur. No score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Pushed ahead by Psycho. Psycho's will dump it in. Rings around behind the goaltender. Ends up in that far corner. Battle for the puck over there. A couple of Bulldogs trying to jar it loose. They do, and here comes Minnesota River going from left to right on your radio down. They're going to bang it off the boards. Here's a chance for that far circle. A shot and a goal! Racing in is McKenna Andresen, an eighth grader. And then Andresen off the goal that she hit. The boards crashing in. So McKenna Andresen, an eighth grader, puts Minnesota River on top. We hope she's okay. She came flying in with a head of steam on that far circle. She beat Moyer, and then she crashed into the boards behind the net. So Minnesota River gets the first goal of the game. Thank you, Chad. Here in the first period, and the goal coming at the 1:49 mark. And again, the goal going to number 19, McKenna Andresen, only an eighth grader. So Minnesota River strikes first off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, 1-0. We'll wait for the official announcer from the public address announcer. See if there's any assist on that. But Andresen came flying in. The puck got behind a Tiger. She picked it up at center ice and raced it on the far circle and beat Moyer to make it 1-0. Minnesota River on top. Tigers win the faceoff. Keeping it in the Bulldog zone. Ends up in that near corner. We'll listen in to the PA. Unassisted. So Andresen gets the goal. And it's 1-0 Minnesota River. Puck to the right of the goaltender, Magali. Now back to center ice. A race for the puck in the Albert Lea end. Tigers will get to it first. Get in there is Ouellette. Ouellette skates behind her own goaltender. Pass ahead to Austinson. Austinson at center ice. Pass it backwards. Like we mentioned, Albert Lea was on the road last night, a long trip to a mound to take on a very good Mon West Tonka team. Mark Goskison, the head coach, talking about the speed that the White Hawks provided last night. Maybe some tired legs here early. It's hard to make those long bus trips two nights in a row. Again, 1-0 Minnesota River. Now a turnover by the Bulldogs. There's a shot and a save. That was Psycho. Psycho's picked it off at the point, brought it into the slot, and her shot was knocked away by Magali. There's another shot knocked away, ends up in the near corner. So right now, Albert Lea putting some pressure on the Minnesota River goaltender. There's a shot from the near point knocked away by Psycho's once again. Mika Psycho's our current Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. She's had a five-goal game and a hat trick array this season. Five goals and a win against Austin. Had a hat trick and a win against Red Wing. Came out of the zone for a second. Tigers attacking once again. On the far boards, kept in. Ends up in that far corner. While the Tigers sliding on the ice, trying to knock it loose from a Bulldog, not able to. And there is a long pass ahead. Good defense. Christina Cruz could have had a breakaway. I didn't see what Tiger was able to get in front of her and knock that puck away. Shot by Albert Lee from the near point is saved and now dumped into the Tigers zone. And they stoppage in play and icing on Minnesota River with 12:53 to go here in the opening period. 1-0. Minnesota River on top. What I saw with the score comparison so far, both teams have taken on Mankato East, the Cougars. Albert Lee lost that matchup 1-0. Minnesota River, and I'll double check here in a moment, I think they got beat by Mankato East 11-0. The only score comparison I could find between the two teams so far this season. There's a chance in front for Albert Lee and a save by Magalay. Ended up in front. There's a couple of Tigers hacking away, trying to knock it home, not able to. And a faceoff coming up in the Minnesota River zone. Albert Lee with five shots on goal. Minnesota River with just one. Now one shot found the back of the net. For McKenna Anderson. Or Andreessen. Off the faceoff, the puck ends up on the far boards. Couple of Bulldogs over there knock it loose. Picked up by Minnesota River trying to clear the zone. Knocks away, end up in that far corner. Is that a Haugen, the first one to get to it? Teammate comes over for Haugen. That's Sophie Wilson. Ends up in the near corner. 12:16 to go here in the opening period. There's a shot on a glove save. Goskison had the lone goal last night in that loss against Mon-Westonka. Her wrist shot. Glove save from the near circle. And a faceoff coming to the right of Magalay. Just a freshman goaltender. Jada Moyer, a sophomore in net for Albert Lee. Tigers again right number 19 in Class A. Off the faceoff, picked up by Psycho. Psycho Sabrina across the far point. Psycho's in that far corner. Psycho skating in behind the goaltender. Now she'll whip it back to that far corner. Picked up there by one of her teammates. Now tied up on the board. Swung behind the goaltender once again. Trying to get to the puck for Albert Lee. That's Lily Steven. Steven is tied up behind the net. Now picked up by the Bulldogs. 11:47 to go, opening period. 1-0 Minnesota River. Back to center ice. Loose puck grabbed by Hansen. Hansen will bring it across the far point. Hansen in that corner. Lost the puck. Ends up behind the goaltender. Hansen in the near corner. Still with the puck. Bulldogs trying to clear the zone. They're able to back to center ice. Albert Lee just trying to control in the neutral zone. Again, shots on goal dominated early. 6-1 lead. Shots on goal for Albert Lee. Puck ends up in the Tiger zone for a second. Now dumped it in a line change coming up for Albert Lee. If you're looking for Tiger sports going on in town tonight, maybe you're on your way to the high school, 7:30 tip-off. It's the girls' basketball opener. Albert Lee taking on Rochester Mayo. That's a 7:30 start. Tiger girls' basketball team 0-1 after a loss at Red Wing last week. Getting their home opener tonight. Tigers dump it back in the Minnesota River zone for a line change back to center ice. Bulldogs trying to bring it across center ice. Getting tripped up there was Cruz and picked up by Albert Lee. Tigers will dump it right back in the zone, and icing will be counted Albert Lee with 10:39 to go here in the opening period. 1-0 Minnesota River on top. Albert Lee, of course, plays in Section 1A. Minnesota River, Section 2A. Last year they played Litchfield in the Section semifinals. They lost the game 2-1. And I forget if that game went to four or five overtimes. I remember watching it online. It went for a while. Minnesota River, their top scorer from last year, Anna Pavlo, with 41 points, graduated. Number two scorer from last year, Bixby, with 23 points, back with the team this year. As the puck ends up in the Minnesota River zone, and Magalie will cover it up with 10:12 to go opening period. Albert Lee in the dark blue sweaters with the red numerals. AL across the front. White trim. Light blue trim as well. Minnesota River in the white sweaters. Blue numerals. They got the Bulldog logo on the front of their sweaters. 10:11 to go, first period. 1-0 Minnesota River. That shot almost redirected towards the goaltender off the stick of Sykos. Back in the near corner, battle for the puck. Again, Albert Lee has controlled the ice most of the game, keeping in the Minnesota River zone. That shot then get on goal, but finally slides a rebound shot, and Magalie is going to cover it up, moving to her right with 9:52 to go here in the opening period. So the young goaltender for Minnesota River, again, just a freshman, has seen a lot of shots here early. There's a shot off the faceoff, knocked away by Magalie once again. Shots on goal, 10-1. But again, Albert Lee trails 1-0 on the scoreboard. That's Hansen with it. Hansen trying to dump it to a teammate there on the far circle. Ends up behind the goaltender. Minnesota River trying to clear it around the near boards. Battling that near corner. 9.5 minutes to go, first period. Back behind the net, here's a chance for Albert Lee. Centering pass in front gets knocked away. That was Hansen trying to center it from behind the goaltender. On that near circle, behind the goaltender once again on the far boards. That's Kolker. Keeps it in. Now Kolker's going to kick it ahead a little bit. Picks it up. Kolker on the far circle gets it knocked away from behind. Tried to bring in the doorstep, but good defense by the Bulldogs knocking it away. Back to center ice, picked up by Ellsworth. And now Minnesota River going to bring it across. There's a chance, and trying to split a couple of defenders was Anderson, who has the lone goal tonight, and Anderson kind of lost her footing. Trying to split the two defenders. Now the other way, here comes Gustafson with a head of steam. Gustafson on the near boards. And Morgan will swing it in behind the goaltender. Had a couple of Bulldogs that kind of from behind. Above that far circle, Albert Lee keeps it in. On the near point, that shot redirected wide off the stick of Ellsworth. Again, Albert Lee is swarming. 10 shots on goal to 1, but again, they trail 1-0 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard with 8:22 to go here in the opening period. There's a shot. Hits a lot of traffic. Picked up by Austinson. That's a seventh grader, Haley Austinson. Puck behind the goaltender once again. On the near boards, ends up in front, but picked up by Minnesota River, and the Bulldogs will just ice the puck. And a stoppage in play with 8:03 to go opening period. Again, McKenna Anderson, an eighth grader, with a breakaway goal, 1-0 Minnesota River. Tigers this season, like we mentioned, 5-3. They started the season with 4 straight wins. They beat Rochester Mayo 3-2. Beat Red Wing 9-2 in a game you heard on Kate. They beat a ranked River Lakes team 2-1. They beat Austin 13-0. They lost to a Metro South. They lost to Mankato East on Thursday by the score of 1-0. And then bounced back with a very impressive 8-0 win against Rochester Mayo on Saturday night as they celebrated 25 years of girls hockey in Albert Lee. Puck to the right of the goaltender. Ends up in that far corner. Chasing it down there is Wilson for Minnesota River. Albert Lee keeps it in. Now in the slot. Gets knocked away. Ends up on the near side to Sykos. Sykos will bang it off the boards. And the goaltender once again. Tigers control. Back out to the far point. Kind of a swing and a miss. And now dumping it in deeper is Erickson. Kira Erickson. Trying to get a shot. Kind of missed and just dumped it in behind the goaltender once again. Ends up on the near boards. Still in that near corner. 7:05 to go opening period. 1-0 Minnesota River. In the far corner. Battling for the puck for Albert Lee. That's one of the Austin sins. Now the puck comes back to center ice. Chased down by Sykos. Sykos long pass ahead. Here's a chance and a line change. We're going to have offsides on Albert Lee. A couple of players had not got back onside. Gustafson came racing down the near side, but a couple of Tigers were well offside, so they blow that play dead. Can we mention Jada Moyer in net for Albert Lee? She's 1-1 in the season. Goals against average of 1.45. Save percentage of 940. Get her and Rachel Doppelhammer kind of splitting time. Doppelhammer 3-0 in the season. 0.67 goals against average. Save percentage of 947. So the goaltending has been elite for Albert Lee so far this season. Puck ends up back in the Albert Lee zone. Here's a chance for Minnesota River on the slot. That shot hits somebody, ricochets back out to the far point. Another shot hits a lot of traffic. That first shot was by Gogarty, Kaylee Gogarty, a freshman from the Tri-City United School District. Back out to center ice, trying to push it ahead with 6:12 to go opening period. 1-0 Minnesota River. Tigers will push it backwards. Ellsworth. Pass to center ice is knocked away. Tigers brown the zone for a second. But comes right back out to center ice and dumped right back in by Steven. Minnesota River will bring it across the near point. Now there's a chance for the slot. A save just goes wide of Moyer off the stick of Zeta Hogan, a junior for Minnesota River. Back to center ice. So after Albert Lee has controlled most of the game here in the first period, a couple of rushes here in the final, or the last couple of moments, I should say, for Minnesota River. In that far corner, Sankos now in the near boards. Sankos going to bring it out of the zone. Cross ice pass in for Goskison. Cannot catch up with her. Ends up on the stick of the Bulldog, Sophie Wilson. Can we talk to Mika Sankos, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week? Last week, you can find that interview at myalbertlee.com if you want to listen back to conversation with Mika and head coach Mark Goskison. Puck ends up behind Moyer, trying to flip it. Almost ends up stuck at the back of the net. Now back to the near boards, to the near point. There's a shot. Hits a lot of traffic. I think it ricocheted off of Goskison on that shot attempt by Claire Hathaway, a freshman defenseman. There's a pass, top of the slot. There's a shot and a glove save by Moyer. She dropped it and then covers it up. Clear line of vision there for Macy Portner. And Portner, again, nobody stepped in front of that shot. And Moyer with the glove save. Again, a hit off her glove, fell to the ice. She covered it up for a stoppage with 4:49 to go opening period. Coming up during the first intermission, we're going to talk with Matt Erickson, the head coach of the Albert Lee boys hockey team. Going to talk about their trip up north. They split their games on Friday and Saturday. So a talk with Coach Erickson coming up during the first intermission. Tigers win the draw. They bring in the Minnesota River zone, but they turn it over. Back to the point. That shot hits some traffic. That shot by Kira Erickson. In the far corner. Bulldogs trying to clear. They do. Back to center ice. Racing for the puck. Ellsworth will get to it first. Ellsworth trying to push it ahead. One of her teammates picks it up. That's Hannah Austinson. Austinson comes in. Her shot just goes wide left of the goaltender. Austinson gets it back. In that near corner, trying to get back to the near point. It's knocked away. It ends up back at center ice. Tigers control the regroup. Get Albert Lee's win the shots on goal battle. Pretty one-sided, 11-2. But all that matters is the scoreboard. Minnesota River on top, 1-0. And we talked about how good the goaltending's been for Albert Lee this year. And Minnesota River wants to pull off the upset against the 19th-ranked Tigers. They're going to have to keep it a low-scoring affair. Puck in the near corner. A couple players for each team trying to knock it loose. Finally does come loose and across the blue line. Minnesota River at center ice. Here comes the Bulldogs. They'll bring it across the point, trying to split the defense. Not able to as Ouellette knocks it away. That was Anderson. Not able to split the defense. Tigers will dump it back in the Bulldog zone. Long pass ahead. No icing. Get into the puck first is Kolker. Kolker over to Sankos, and Sankos will bring it across. Center ice across that near point. Sanko still with it. That shot knocked away. Good save by Magali. Back in the near corner. Minnesota River now with it. Out to center ice. Puck ends up across the Albert Lee line. Tigers controlled it for a second. That was Evans. Right in front of us on the near boards. Now swung behind Moyer on the far side. Picked up there by Hansen. Hansen had knocked away. Now about three Tigers over there. Finally able to control the puck with 2:40 to go first period. Sankos with it. She'll swing it down the near boards. That's Haley Austinson. She gets it knocked away. Little switch up here for Albert Lee. Battle for the puck right in front of the Tigers bench. On the far boards. That's Kolker. Kolker cross ice pass over to Ellsworth. Ellsworth will dump in the center ice. Puck ends up in the Bulldog zone, picked up by Hansen. Hansen in the near corner. Lost it. Now the puck in front. Nobody there for Albert Lee. Try to centering pass, but nobody on the doorstep. For the Bulldogs, or for our Tigers. Back to center ice. Here comes Minnesota River with a rush. Cross the point. That shot goes wide of Moyer. Take that back. Moyer did knock it away with her stick on the shot by Bixby. Bixby last year, the top returning point getter. 12 goals, 11 assists, 23 points for Minnesota River. Now a pass back to the near point, and Bulldogs cannot keep it in the zone. Obviously no icing. It's Minnesota River passing it backwards with a minute 44 to go opening period. Bulldogs 3-3. Albert Lee 5-3. Minnesota River on top 1-0. Tigers will bring it across the zone. in the near corner. Ends up behind the goaltender. Back out to the far boards. And here comes Minnesota River. They're going to bring it across center ice. And losing control of it, it's picked up there by Psychos. It was a nice rush by the Bulldogs by Keely Bolts. Could not control it, and a shot on the other end, and a goal! From the near side was that Psychos. Psychos was the one that picked it up, and I think Mika took the shot from the near circle, and it beat the goaltender Magali to her left. It's going to be Psychos with the goal. Our current Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, Mika Psychos, ties this game up at one apiece with a goal coming at the 15:45 mark of the opening period. Again, it was a rush by Minnesota River that was broken up by Psychos. And Psychos skated in on the near circle and able to beat Magali, the goaltender, to her left. It might have banged out the pipe, too, and went in. It's a 1-1 game from Le Sueur off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Always a backbreaker when you give up those late goals in the period. Albert Lee will take it. 1-1 game. Austinson trying to bring it across the near point. Sent back to center ice. Gaskison with it. Gaskison across the near point. Gaskison with a shot that goes wide to Magali. We'll hear the public address announcer. It was Psychos. No. Oh, there's going to be a... So ZZ Ouellette is going to get the assist. Psychos with the goal. It's a 1-1 hockey game with 21 seconds to go in this opening period. Bulldogs are bringing it across. That's be offsides. Kelda, Minnesota River, brought across by Anderson, the eighth grader. She's got the lone goal for Minnesota River. Got a nice setup here in Le Sueur. If you've never been to the Le Sueur Community Center, we're on the top row of the bleachers. Got a good view on the one side of ice, but more importantly, we're right underneath the heater. Off the faceoff, here's a chance, and good defense knocked away by Psychos. The puck was deep in the slot, and Psychos knocked it away. Now a chance on the other end. Steven. Steven comes racing, and Steven on the doorstep knocked away from behind. Good hustle there by Dunphy, and then this first period comes to an end. Tigers looking for another late goal in the period, but good hustle by Dunphy to knock it away from behind, and the first 17 minutes are in the books from Le Sueur. It's a setting up for a good one. Shots on goal. Dominated right now by Albert Lee. 14 shots on goal for the Tigers, 2 for Minnesota River. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Matt Erickson, head coach Albert Lee boys hockey team, will join us. We're in the Americana Insurance Press Box here in Le Sueur underneath the heater. Tigers 1, Bulldogs 1. We're back in a moment on Kate.
Attention Medicare recipients. Annual open enrollment starts October 15th and only lasts until December 7th. Hi, this is Lynn Bartness from Sephoric Insurance Agency. Now is the time to check out our Medicare Advantage plans. We offer competitive premiums, one premium for all ages, and a large provider network. Call me today and discuss your options. Lynn Bartness at 377-8904. Sephoric Insurance Agency. Health insurance options for over 38 years. We do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.
Corner Mart on West Main and First Avenue is more than your typical gas station. Sure, after filling up your car, you can fill up on your favorite snacks and drinks, but what really sets Corner Mart apart from the rest is their Hunt Brothers Pizza. Call ahead and order your pizza today, original or thin crust, and whether you have one topping or all of them, all of Hunt Brothers pizzas are $11.99. Where else can you get up to 10 toppings on your pizza for only $11.99? Hunt Brothers Pizza at Corner Mart on West Main and First Avenue in Albert Lee. Order yours today by calling 507-668-4022.
Now is the time to start thinking about activities at your Albert Lee Family YMCA. The Y has activities for everyone, from preschool to active older adults, including youth sports, swimming, fitness, personal training, and so much more. I invite you to stop out to the YMCA for a brochure or log on to ymcaal.org for more information. The Y, for youth development, for healthy living, for social responsibility.
First intermission here in Le Sueur. Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, 1-1 game. Tigers and Bulldogs. The head coach, Albert Lee boys hockey team, Matt Erickson, joins us. And Matt, a good evening. Appreciate you
good
joining
evening,
us here
Aaron.
At the first intermission.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Now, we want to talk about the trip up north, and we talked about this last week. You put these games on the schedule because you want to take on some of the best competition in the state of Minnesota. You guys take on Hibbing on Friday. You take on Rock Ridge on Saturday. Before we break down the games, I talk about the experience going up north. And, you know, besides playing hockey, what are some of the things that the team did when they were up north?
Well, good question, Aaron. It was all in all, it was a great trip. Good bonding experience for our teams. One of the highlights, I thought, on the way up to Hibbing on Friday morning was one of our sophomores was dancing in the aisles of the bus, and the senior group that may not know this particular sophomore, all rooting them on. So I thought that was pretty cool. Big time bonding experience for our group. So tons of fun.
Now, I did see the team got a chance. Now, is it the Minnesota Hockey Hall of Fame they have up there in Eveleth?
U.S. Hockey Hall.
It is the U.S. Hockey, okay. Yeah, talk about going there.
Well, you know, I think in some cases I had this this thought this past summer about getting the team in there when this trip was being solidified, and the timing of the games and everything worked out. So we were able to get in there on Saturday morning, and, when you bring kids into a setting like that, I think it's a little bit of an eye-opener, just seeing all the memorabilia and a little bit of the history, not only of U.S. hockey, but of that area, Minnesota. So, it was a ton of fun. I'd highly recommend other teams, whether it's from Albert Lea or any part of the state, to get in there and take a tour, because it's a phenomenal facility there.
Matt Erickson with us here on Kate Radio. And, Matt, let's talk about the games, and let's start with the game against Hibbing. 5-1 loss to Hibbing. Give us your thoughts on the game on Friday night.
Well, I think, the score didn't indicate our effort. Hibbing's a good team. Give credit to them. They came at us hard right away. So with regards to their forecheck, we were on our heels for quite a bit of the first period before we finally kind of got our bearings together, so to speak. But, really experienced group that they have, so very similar to our team. I thought their defensive core was really, really good. I think one of their defensemen had 2 goals on the game. So, I think for us, with the pace of that game and what we learned, that we got to be ready to compete right away, right off puck drop. There was phases of that game I thought we were really good. Some of the things that came out at me as far as stat-wise on that game, we missed the net 12 times. So, and a lot of those were good quality scoring opportunities. So had we capitalized on a few more chances, maybe it was a 1 or 2 goal game. Not saying that we would have came out and beat them, because I do think that in regards to a Northern Minnesota team in 7A, this is going to give us some character going down the stretch. So good game overall. Was happy with the effort, just not the outcome.
5-1 loss to Hibbing on Friday. A lot of scoring against Rock Ridge on Saturday. It was a 3-3 game after the first period. Your team eventually holds on after going up 5-3. It was 5-4. Joseph Yoon made it 6-4, and that was the final. So your team splits the 2 games up north. And again, give us your thoughts on that victory against Rock Ridge.
Well, very similar to Friday night, I was not real thrilled with our start. And maybe that's, a learning lesson for not only the staff but the players. When you do an overnight like that, I thought they were better prepared to start right away. I think at one point in the first period, they had 10 shots. We had 1. So, after we scored a couple, 3 goals to be exact, and it was 3-3 after 1, which I thought was, very fortunate for us at that point. And then basically, it was, the message in the locker room on Saturday afternoon was, we have to be better. We have to take care of our D zone and have a commitment of being stronger in that end of the rink. And, the rest of the game we were very happy the way that we turned the game around to our game. In the second period. And, the beauty of that game really is we were starting to score. The first 2 games we've had a goal in each game, and then the third game, you know, I started to kind of see where guys were had a little jump, second and third, finding a little more of the back of the net. You know, it was good for a couple of guys to get more on the score sheet. Connor Persig, sophomore kid, had two goals. Joseph Ewan had a goal. And then, you know, the likes of Max Edwin and Spencer Van Beek both on the score sheet. So, you know, all in all, it was a good, hard-nosed hockey game, which is what you expect from an Iron Range team. You know, that's another one that's going to give us character down the stretch.
Now, Matt, talk about the arena you played in on Saturday in Eveleth. I'm assuming it's a pretty historic barn.
Yeah, first and foremost, our famous Roy Nystrom from Albert Lee, you know, the longtime coach of ours.
Yep.
You know, that's where he grew up.
Correct,
so
yep.
It was at the Hippodrome in Eveleth. And when you talk about history, and when I had found out in the summertime that we were actually going to play in that rink, I was ecstatic because I played there when I was a sophomore, I believe. You know, Mr. Nystrom had brought us our squad up there. And, you know, just the history in that barn, you know, got welcomed with open arms right when I walked in the rink on Saturday afternoon. So it was, you know, it's something that you can't make up, right? So it was, you know, it was very good. And then, you know, icing on the cake to beat a team like Rock Ridge, who was, you know, ranked 11th at that point in some of the some of the rankings. It was, you know, icing on the cake. So that was phenomenal.
Tigers now 2-1 in the season. Coach Erickson with us here at the first intermission. And Matt, before I let you go, Rochester Century comes to Albert Lee on Thursday night. Give us some thoughts on the first conference game of the season.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We're going to have our hands full. You know, a double-A team from Rochester, probably, you know, one of the two better teams out of Rochester. You know, they got three lines that can skate. They got some D that can move some pucks. We're going to get tested really well on Thursday. And, you know, ultimately, that's why I'm not with you and LeSueur, as we were preparing for that game on Thursday. And we're looking forward to it. Another good test for us. And, you know, we're going to welcome the Panthers on Thursday night.
Get out to Roy Nystrom Arena Thursday night. Again, the Big Nine Conference opener, Tigers and Panthers. Matt Erickson, the head coach of Albert Lee Boys Hockey, nice enough to join us during the first intermission. Matt, thank you so much for the time. And any thoughts on this first period of hockey? I know you're watching it on Live Barn. You were saying off the air, we just got to find better ways to finish.
Yeah, a lot of perimeter shots. You know, I think once we get a couple more, I think the floodgates will open a little bit. Looks like the shots are 14-2. So we've had in zone time, you know, that looks like that's going to be key. You know, let's get to the dirty areas and pump a few more in and make things a little bit easier on ourselves.
Matt, like always, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, Aaron. Go Tigers.
Matt Erickson, head coach, Albert Lee boys hockey team, joining us here in the first intermission. And like Matt said, they're getting ready for a century, so he wasn't able to make the trip up tonight. Otherwise, he'd be sitting next to me. So he's at home. He can still give us commentary on what he saw, and that's what he did in that first period, saying too many shots from, you know, tough angles, not great shots, but we are getting shots on net. 14-2 advantage for Albert Lee, but it's a 1-1 hockey game off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Do you want to mention that we're in the Americana Insurance Press Box? Protection you can rely on nationwide is on your side. They are the A-team at Americana Insurance. Two locations in Albert Lee and Wells. Website is AmericanaInsurance.com, AmericanaInsurance.com. Recapping the first period scoring, Minnesota River scored at the 1:49 mark. Unassisted McKenna Anderson, an eighth grader, made it 1-0. Albert Lee would score at the 15:45 mark. So a minute 15 to go in the first period. An assist by Zizi Ouellette and the goal by Mika Sykos, our current Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, to tie things up at 1, and that's where we sit right now. It's a 1-1 hockey game. So get ready to start second period action. We'll do that in 30 seconds on Kate.
Winter will be here before we know it. And if you're tired of waiting for prices to fall before you purchase that snowmobile or ATV, Accenture's got you covered. Manageable payments are possible with loan rates as low as 4.78% APR for 5 years. And it may even allow you to get that helmet you've been eyeing as well. Safety first, Accenture Credit Union, where you'll always get simply better banking. Actual APR will be based on an individual's credit rating on approved credit. Not all will qualify for the lowest rate. Rate subject to change. Other terms available. Accenture Credit Union. Member NCUA.
And we are underway here in the second period. Albert Lee with a chance right in front of us. Of course, goaltenders have switched sides. Magali, goaltender for Minnesota River, right below us, and Moyer on the far end. Tigers keeping the puck in the zone. Ends up in the goaltender once again, picked up by Gogarty. She'll rip it around the boards. On that far circle, Minnesota River will clear the zone. Back to center ice again. We're just underway here in the second period. 1-1 hockey game off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Again, Mika Sykos with the goal. ZZ Ouellette with the assist. Scoring for Albert Lee in that opening period. Puck ends up behind Moyer. Genjita Moyer, the sophomore goaltender, getting the start tonight for Albert Lee. Back to center ice. Here comes Albert Lee skating with a head of steam. That's Hanson. Hanson's going to dump it in. And a quick line change for the Tigers. Good crowd here tonight. A lot of fans making the trip up from Albert Lee if you could not make it. Thanks for tuning in, Kate Radio, AM 1450, myalbertlee.com, iHeartRadio app, and, of course, on your smart speaker. Ends up back, and now it goes by Moyer. So it's going to be icing called on Minnesota River. Again, the Albert Lee girls basketball team, their game just getting underway. If maybe you're cruising around town, you'd stop into the gym. Albert Lee girls with their home opener taking on Rochester Mayo tonight. Like Matt mentioned during our interview, the boys hockey team will have their home opener coming up on Thursday against Rochester Century. Our next broadcast of Albert Lee boys hockey is coming up a week from tomorrow. We're going to be in Faribault as the Tigers tangle with the Falcons. Back to action. Minnesota River will clear the zone, but chased down by Albert Lee. That's Ellsworth will get to it. Ellsworth tried to clear it, but kept in by the Bulldogs. And now swept back to center ice. A rush from the far side by Poynter. Icing is waved off. Bulldogs will get to it. That's Gogarty. Gogarty will bang it off the boards. Minnesota River will bring it out of their own end. Cross center ice. Still with the puck. And now losing the puck as she brought it across the far point was Anderson. Behind goaltender Moyer. Now in the near corner. 14:52 to go second period. 1-1 hockey game with the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. And shots on goal, very one-sided. Albert Lee with 14, Minnesota River with 2. Back at center ice, Tigers will dump it in. Picked up there by Wilson for Minnesota River. Wilson trying to clear the zone, turns it over. There's a shot, never got on net off the stick of Erickson. On the far boards, dumped in deeper in that corner. Bulldogs battling for it in the far corner, trying to clear it. They'll bang it off the boards and back to center ice. Sykos has got that goal for Albert Lee. Sykos will bring it across. Center ice across the near point. Sykos high in the slot. Shot in a pad save by Magali. Tried to beat her left side, and Magali got that big pad out to make a great save. As Sykos is trying to net her second goal of the game. Goskison fighting for it in the near corner right below us. Minnesota River trying to clear it, not able to. Kept in on the near boards. Trying to jar the puck loose. Albert Lee does, but ends up on the stick of a Bulldog. That's Wilson. Wilson on the near boards. Wilson gets it knocked away. Ends up behind the goaltender. Now banged out the far boards. Chasing it down at the far point is Ellsworth. Ellsworth will keep it in. Now in the far circle, trying to make a move. There's a shot. Gets knocked down. That was a shot by Goskison. Picked up by Minnesota River. Bulldogs will bring it out of their own zone with 13:27 to go here in the second period. Still a 1-1 hockey game. Line change for Minnesota River. Albert Lee long pass ahead back to center ice. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Got a great crowd here in Le Sueur tonight. If you've never been up to their barn, again, it's not much for bleachers. Very nice, small facility. You're right on top of the action. And when this place is full, it gets very, very loud here in Le Sueur. Albert Lee with a chance. Centering pass in front. They try to hook up in front to Evans and went past her stick back to center ice. Sykos brought it across the point. She lost it back in the Albert Lee's zone, and Sykos will chase it down. We mentioned Minnesota River again. They play in the Big South. Maybe we haven't mentioned that. They play in Section 2A. Laverne, New Ulm, Waseca, Windham, Marshall, Fairmont, and Worthington, the teams that make up their conference. There's a shot. Save. It got through to Magalie. She knocked it away. Back in that far corner. Get Albert Lee 16-2, shots on goal advantage. 1-1 hockey game with 12-13 to go second period. Here's a wraparound attempt, ended up right in front of the crease, and no one could knock it home for Albert Lee. Back to the point to back to center ice. Chased down by Albert Lee's Ellsworth. Ellsworth, pass ahead to Hansen. Hansen gets it knocked away, and Minnesota River will dump it in. A line change for the Bulldogs. 1-1 hockey game, and now Albert Lee is going to ice the puck. A stoppage in play with 11:48 to go here in the second period. Tomorrow night, we got Minnesota Wild Hockey on the airwaves. Your pregame will be at 6:45 with our good friend Kevin Faulness. We'll have to get Kevin on a Faulness Fun Fest Friday, maybe this Friday. It's Kevin's birthday today. So if you know Kevin Faulness, maybe he's listening in. Wish our friend a happy birthday. Off the faceoff. Minnesota River able to keep it in the zone. We mentioned the Bulldogs, 3-3 on the season. Comparison scores, again, Albert Lee lost to Mankato East 1-0. Minnesota River lost to Mankato East 11-0 in their opener. They beat Morris Area 8-0. They lost New Ulm 4-3. They lost Laverne 5-1. They won their last two. They beat Windham 2-0. And they beat Waseca by the score of 5-3. Puck in the Bulldogs zone, back to center ice. Albert Lee trying to control. That's Kolker. Now Kolker lost. Here's a chance for a Minnesota River. It slides to Moyer, and Moyer's going to cover it up. That was Anderson. She had a chance, but the puck got away from her, and thank goodness it got to Moyer. And Moyer covers it up with 10:59 to go in the second period. And a 1-1 hockey game. Again, Anderson. Now 7 goals in the season, 11 points for her to lead the way for a Minnesota River. Macy Poitner with 5 goals, 2 assists, 7 points. Second in points for the Bulldogs. Puck in that near corner. Albert Lee trying to clear the zone. Back to center ice, a race for the puck. Minnesota River will get to it first. They'll bang it against the boards and able to clear. In the near corner, serving pass, one-timer, it's knocked away by Moyer. It got too close, or not Moyer, Magalie got too close to the goaltender. Steven was on the doorstep, and Magalie able to put that stick out there and knock it away. Came out of the zone, another chance for Albert Lee. That shot goes wide, shot by Kolker. That was a nice pass in front, but the pass was just too close to the goaltender. Tigers that close to taking the lead. Psychos at center ice, so dump it in the Minnesota River zone. Touched at center ice, and here comes the Bulldogs going from right to left on your radio dial. They'll bring it across the near point, and offsides will be called on Minnesota River. Some other numbers. Magalie on the season, a 4.29 goals against average. Save percentage of .888. She's been a pretty good tonight. Mika Psychos with her team leading 10th goal of the season, now has 12 points. That assist again by ZZ Ouellette on the alone goal for Albert Lee. Ouellette with her 5th assist, 6 points for ZZ this year. Off the faceoff, Albert Lee brings in the zone. Chasing for the puck in the near corner is Hannah Austinson. Bulldogs control. Kept in by Psychos on the near point, and Psychos will chip it back into that near corner. 9:40 to go here in the second period. Shots on goal, advantage 17-3 for Albert Lee. It's a 1-1 hockey game. It's been a good one tonight from Le Sueur. Battle for the puck in that far corner. Couple players for both sides. Albert Lee comes up with the puck. Back to Psychos at the point. Psychos a wrist shot. Pants save. Loose ball in, or loose puck, I should say, in front. Another shot hits the side of the net. Back to Psychos. There's a shot. Pants save. Rebound chance. Shot just knocked away. Magalie somehow got a glove on that one. Hannah Austinson trying to pick up the loose garbage. Back to the near point. Psychos keeps it in. Psychos high in the slot. Psychos in the far circle. There's a shot. Just goes wide of Magalie. Now the net comes loose and a stoppage in play. With 8:55 to go second period. But Albert Lee was swarming the net. At one point, they had 3 players in front of Magalie. She only had one person to help her out in that shot. She got her glove on it and knocked it away. Albert Lee did not find the back of the net on that scrum. Then they got five shots on goal in that real short period of time. 21 shots on goal to three for Minnesota River. Tigers win the faceoff. There's a shot. Hit some traffic in front. Bulldogs will try to clear the zone. That's Volt. She will back to center ice. And now icing we called on Minnesota River. Since we got a timeout, again, Mika Sykos with 12 points to leave Albert Lee. Morgan Goskison, 6 points, or take that back, 6 goals, 4 assists, 10 points. Haley Austinson, 4 goals, 4 assists for 8 points. Shelby Evans, 6 goals, 1 assist, 7 points. Hannah Austinson, 3 goals, 2 assists, 5 points. Zizi Willett with 1 goal, 5 assists, and 6 points. The point leaders so far for Albert Lee this season. Back to action. Dumped into the near circle. Tigers control, centering pass. No one there for Albert Lee, but it comes above that near circle and a redirect is in goal. Did anybody touch it on the way in? I don't think they did. It's a goal for Erickson. Erickson above the near circle. The goaltender had it for a second and kind of rolled over her shoulder and across the line, and the Tigers take the lead. And we just talked to her dad, Matt Erickson, the head coach of the Tiger boys hockey team. I'm sure a very happy dad at home. I think for Erickson, that might be her first goal of the season. Yeah, her second point. So Erickson gets the goal. See if there's any assist. So the freshman, Erickson, her goal coming at the 8:35 mark of the second period, and Albert Lee is on top 2-1 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Again, it went up in the air, and it landed behind the line. So Evans gets the assist. Erickson with the goal. Evans with the assist. The assist again on the Minnesota Riverside. So Erickson, congrats, her first goal of the season for the freshman. That's a 2-1 lead. Shots on goal now 23-3 edge for Albert Lee. See, that's good. We had her dad on. We appreciate Matt joining us during the first intermission. And his daughter able to find the back of the net. That's 2-1. Again, Minnesota River not putting much pressure on Moyer, the goaltender for Albert Lee. Lucky to only be down 2-1. Here's a chance for Albert Lee. Back to the point. There's a shot saved by Magalie. That was Sykos on the shot. Sykos in the far point. Another shot. Gets to Magalie. Knocked away. Rebound. Knocked away once again. Ends up in the near corner. Picked up by Hannah Austinson. On the near boards. Battle for it right below us here at the Le Sueur Community Center. 7:21 to go, second period. Tigers on top 2-1. So we broadcast from the Americana Insurance Press Box. Back on the center ice. Sykos puts on the brake. Sykos trying to get to a teammate. It ricochets back to center ice, right across the near point. Albert Lee with a chance. Centering pass in front. It's still in front. Magalie looking for it. Trying to knock it home was Haley Austinson. Austinson with the backhand at a couple of swings, just not able to get her stick on the puck. Another centering pass in front, cleared there by Gogarty. Back to the near point. There's a shot, goes wide. Minnesota River's got to clear the zone. Albert Lee really stepping up the pressure now. 25 shots on goal to 3 for Minnesota River. Near boards right in front of us. Trying to pop the puck loose. Not able to. Still a battle on the near boards. 2-1 Tigers. And now a whistle. Everyone have a slash. Our first penalty of the contest. So our first power play opportunity is coming up. And the penalty is going to be, she was headed to the box. I think it's on Minnesota River. No, it's going to be on Albert Lee. The faceoff is coming up to the right of Moyer. So a 2-minute minor for slashing assessed Albert Lee. That's going to be Haley Austinson who draws the penalty here in the second period. So Minnesota River down by a goal with a chance now in the power play. There's a shot, gets to Moyer. Moyer's going to cover it up. Shot from the far point by Hathaway. That's one thing that Mark Goskison said they did too much last night was taking penalties. Take that back. 2 minutes for tripping. 2 minutes for tripping on Austinson. Bouncing puck in front and a shot never got to Moyer. Albert Lee trying to clear the zone. Not able to. Back behind Moyer. Tigers get to it first. They'll rip it around the boards. Kept in far point. That shot hit somebody. Ricochets in the far corner. 93 seconds to go in the power play. Far circle. Back to the above the near circle. Deeper in on that far circle. Puck ends up in front. Lost it for a second. A lot of traffic. Ends up back in that far corner. Minute 17 to go on the Bulldog power play. Behind Moyer. Trying to wrap around. Good defense knocked away by Sykos. Sykos will chip it up in the air. Sykos now in the far corner. Bangs into one of the Bulldogs. Loose puck picked up by Sykos. Trying to clear it. She does. It might have hit someone on the Minnesota River bench. So it went out of play. So the faceoff will be outside the Bulldogs zone with a minute 01 to go in the penalty to Haley Austinson. 5:24 to go, second period. Tigers on top, 2-1. Sykos with a goal in the first period. Erickson with a goal in the second. Faceoff won by Minnesota River. Wilson over to Hathaway. Hathaway skating backwards. One shot on goal so far on this power play for Minnesota River. They'll bring in the zone. Centering pass is swept away. Who was that for Albert Lee? They tried to center. Volts. And good defense by the Tigers. That might have, who was it? That might have been Goskisen. Back in the Bulldogs zone with 31 seconds to go in the power play. Here's a chance for Minnesota River. But they lost the puck. Albert Lee picks it up behind goaltender Moyer. Back to the blue line. Bulldogs keep it in above that far circle. There's a shot. Goes over the head of Moyer. Ends up in the near corner. 14 seconds to go in the Bulldog power play. And Albert Lee is going to send it all the way down to Magalie. Nice job killing off the first power play of the game. Coming up during the second intermission, we're going to talk some Gopher football. If you missed the interview yesterday with Mike Grimm, the voice of Golden Gopher Sports, as the power play is over. Haley Austinson comes out of the box. Full strength skating for both teams. Here's a chance for Albert Lee. Speaking of Austinson, out of the box. Sends it over to the near corner. Bouncing puck, trying to get in front. Swept away by the Bulldogs. Now Goskisen chasing it. Ends up above that far circle. Goskisen, little shove to one of the players from Minnesota River as they keep the puck in for at least a moment. Now banged off the boards. Goskisen on that far circle. Goskisen with a shot from a tough angle and a save by Magalie. She'll squeeze it shut with 3:48 to go second period. 2-1 Albert Lee. Shots on goal. 27-4 edge for the Tigers. Again, we talked with Mike Grimm yesterday. Our normal Monday conversation. I thought it was interesting talking about the Pinstripe Bowl, which you'll hear here on Kate Radio coming up. It'd be 3 weeks from Thursday. 3 weeks from Thursday, the Gophers in Syracuse. So some college football talk with Mike Grimm coming up during the second intermission. Off the faceoff, trying to clear the zone, not able to. Albert Lee keeps it in. That's Steven. Far point, battle for the puck in front of the Tiger bench. Controlled by Albert Lee. There's a shot. Just goes wide to Magalie. Ends up behind her with 3:23 to go second period. Here's a chance. Ooh, centering pass. Looking for Steven with Shelby Evans. A nice pass, and the puck kind of went through Steven's skates and ended up in the far corner. Puck comes out of the zone with 3:08 to go second period. Sankos with a goal. Erickson with a goal. It's 2-1 Albert Lee after falling behind early in this one. 1-0. There's a shot. Slides all the way to Magalie. She'll cover it up with 2:58 to go in the second period. Can we mention Minnesota Wild hockey coming your way tomorrow night? The Wild will be in Calgary. 6:45, your pregame faceoff at 7. Golden Gopher men's basketball on the airwaves from the barn on Thursday night as the Michigan Wolverines come to town. 7:30 pregame tip-off at 8. And Albert Lee girls basketball at Owatonna on Friday. Worldwide. Picked up by Minnesota River with 2:49 to go in the second period. Again, the JV for Albert Lee won their matchup 5-0. Icing is, no, it's not going to be waved off. Icing called on Minnesota River. So, again, Friday night, if you can't make the trip up to Owatonna, up Interstate 35, the Huskies and the Tigers. Albert Lee girls basketball team playing Rochester Mayo tonight, their home opener. See if we can get an update from Jonesy during our broadcast. But Tiger girls basketball on the air Friday night against the Huskies. Face off to the left of Magalie. Battle for the puck. A couple of players for both teams there behind the net. Swings around near boards. Still kept in that near corner. Battle for it. Hannah Austinson over there for Albert Lee, trying to knock it loose. Back to center ice, picked up by the Tigers. They're going to dump it back in. That's Ellsworth. KATE Albert Lee just after 8 o'clock on a Tuesday night. We're in Le Sueur. Big South versus the Big Nine. Tigers 2, Bulldogs 1. 2 minutes to go here in the second period. Tigers getting back on side, and they got to dump it in. Yeah, it was going to be offsides if they didn't. So Minnesota River gets to the puck. 28 shots on goal for Albert Lee, just 4 for Minnesota River. Almost a turnover by the Bulldogs. They're going to bring it out of their own end. That's Portner. Well, Portner tried to bring it out. Now Portner will. Battle for that center ice. Now Minnesota River will bring it across. There's a one-timer shot and a save by Moyer. What a beautiful pass. And that was Anderson, who's got the lone goal. And Moyer got that right pad out. And the sophomore goaltender with a sensational save to keep it a 2-1 hockey game. That was a rocket off the stick of Anderson. Now one of the Bulldogs gets tripped up. No penalty as they're going to bring it out of the zone. Cross center ice. Cross the far point. Trying to center. It's knocked away. Good defense here by Sykos with a minute to go in the second period. In that far corner, Austinson ends up behind the net, picked up there by Steven. Yeah, when you're out shooting a team 28-5, you're thinking to have a bigger lead, but that's not the case. Tigers only up by one. There's a goal. As soon as I say something, a wrist shot from the far circle. That's Haley Austinson, the seventh grader. Knocks it home, beating Magalie to make it a 3-1 hockey game. So Haley Austinson, for Haley this season, that is her fifth goal on the year, her ninth point. I guess if you speak of a goal, sometimes things just happen. That goal coming at the 16-17 mark of the second period. So the seventh grader, yes, just a seventh grader, Haley Austinson, her fifth goal of the season, and Albert Lee with a little breathing room up 3-1 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Get another goal late for Albert Lee. That's always tough if you're the other team. Here's a chance for the Tigers. Sankos with it. We're 24 seconds. Back to the far point. Cross ice pass. There's a shot. Just went wide of Magalie. So there was an assist. So there was a couple assists there. Austinson, the Austinson. Sykos also on the goal, and this second period is going to come to an end. Well, two goals being scored late. Albert Lee got a goal with a minute 15 to go in the first period. They get this goal with 43 seconds to go in the second. Again, a little breathing room. Shots on goal, 29-5 for the game. 15 in the second period to 3 for Minnesota River. And again, a little breathing room for our Tigers. As they lead 3-1 from the Americana Insurance Press Box off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. We're going to play back a little bit of our interview with Mike Grimm, the voice of Gopher Sports. Talking some Gopher football. Are excited about the Pinstripe Bowl. We'll play part of that conversation coming up in 30 seconds on Kate.
Get your vehicle ready for Old Man Winter at Hanson Tire Service and Albert Lee. Their skilled and experienced mechanics have you covered with quality products and dependable workmanship at affordable prices. Batteries, brakes, maintenance, auto repair, the best tires and service around. You only need to know one name. Hanson Tire, for all your automotive needs, no matter what the season. Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee, stop by today or go online at HansonTire.com. For all your automotive needs, no matter what the season. Once you try them, they're sure you'll be back for more.
Start spreading the news.
Spread the news.
I'm leaving.
It's a Mike Grimm Monday. And, of course, we're playing New York, New York, because that is where the Golden Gopher football team is going bowling. They're going to be in the Pinstripe Bowl coming up later this month. We'll talk a lot about that and other college football matchups with the voice of Golden Gopher Sports and, of course, sports director at the Minnesota News Network, Mike Grimm. And, Mike, a good afternoon. As a broadcaster,
how are we doing?
I'm doing great. As a broadcaster, I'm assuming that you're cool with the bowl spot because you get to call a football game from, well, it's not historic Yankee Stadium because it's the newer one, but it's still Yankee Stadium. So from a broadcast perspective, are you pretty excited about this?
It's a twofold answer, Aaron. Part A is to answer the question, yes, I'm excited. I think, you know, anytime – I've been to two games at Yankee Stadium for baseball, and you know, I've enjoyed it, and I'll be looking forward to calling a game from there, 100%, no doubt about it. And I don't know, I know this in talking to my fellow Big Ten announcers, the year that the Big Ten is a home team, obviously it alternates the designated home team, but the year that the Big Ten teams are designated as the home team, you actually broadcast from the Yankees broadcast booth, so... that's kind of cool. I know my friend that does Iowa games, Gary Dolphin, when they went and beat Boston College, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago now, I think it was, he grew up a Yankees fan, so he was thrilled, and then he got to broadcast the game from the radio booth that, you know, John Sterling, the voice of the Yankees, has been in all those years in the new stadium and obviously all those years in the old stadium as well. Now, that said, the part that nobody cares about is it's a horrific location to broadcast from because the radio booth is in the end zone. It's in the end zone area.
Okay.
So I'll be at times at least 170 yards away from any action and not looking at it from the side to know how far the gain is. It's a little bit like last year we were at the Arizona Diamondback Stadium, and I haven't mentioned it to anybody. I don't think anyone really noticed, but I called most of that game off of the TV monitor in the radio booth because the angle was so terrible. You can't tell if it's a 4-yard gain or a 4-yard loss. And, you know, usually when people listen to me, they can't tell that anyway. But you get my point. So I'm excited. I do think, look, I'm an optimist. You know that. I always get down on, you know, a lot of look, I complain as much as anybody. But, you know, I usually like to think I pick my battles wisely when I do decide to complain. So I'm not necessarily even complaining about that. I am surprised they can't figure out a way to get the radio people, the TV people, they build a custom second booth, but the radio people just get stuck in the baseball broadcast areas, which are in the end zone. But that's fine. But that said, I also just generally, you know, I think life's about experiences, and one of the things I've always thought that would be cool is to be in New York City around Christmas time.
Absolutely.
The Gophers actually played Rutgers a couple years ago in basketball. In early January, and I took my son on the trip with me. He was still in college at the time, and he's big into photography. So we took the train in from New Jersey when the Gophers landed, and sure enough, we went in, and he got just, and it was snowing, and he got some just tremendous pictures just walking around New York. We had a great time, and it was cool to see the Christmas trees up, and so I think it's about experience, and would you rather go to Nashville? Probably. Of course you'd rather go to Tampa. That's fine, but there's something to be said, and if, you know, if there are some affordable flights and affordable rooms, and you get to watch your football team play on a baseball stadium at Yankee Stadium, you know, I could make a cheap joke about, you know, maybe some Minnesota team could win a postseason game on that field. I guess I did make that
you
cheap
just
joke.
Did, yeah.
It's not an original. I saw it on Twitter and giggled a little bit. And, you know, look, I want the Twins to beat the Yankees as much as anyone. That's why I hesitate to make that joke. But maybe the Gophers can beat Syracuse. But I think, look, it's one and hopefully a long line of bowl appearances that this team will continue to have. And this is one of them. And I hope some Gopher fans take advantage of it and spend New York. Look, if you get out there, you go the 28th, you could stay for New Year's Eve. That's the big
Correct,
thing, right?
Yeah.
I will not. I don't think that is on my bucket list. But being around there on the holidays, I think, is going to be kind of cool.
You know, and you look at, you know, maybe the pecking order when it comes to bowl games. Iowa, they're going to the Music City Bowl. They beat our Minnesota Gophers. So if you thought that was a better bowl game, well, Iowa, they got it because, again, they beat Minnesota. I guess if we could have flip-flopped anywhere, Mike, when it comes to bowl games, is a Maryland playing in the Dukes Mayo Bowl. And that's on Friday, December 30th. Also an afternoon game, just like our game is. That could have been the only maybe flip, but I think the Gophers probably landed in a spot that many predicted was a pretty high in the list of you had to rank the bowls where you thought the Gophers would end up. I think on most lists, the pinstripe was probably one or two.
Yeah, and it was a combination of factors. Sometimes the Gophers don't have the best of luck in a bowl situation, and if you're one in the camp that did not want them to go to New York, then there was some unluckiness about it in that this is one of the years where the Pinstripe Bowl, you know, as part of the contract, there's this pecking order, as you mentioned, and it's my understanding that this is one of only a couple of years that the Pinstripe Bowl actually picks ahead of the game in Charlotte. So the Pinstripe Bowl picked Minnesota over Maryland. Maryland couldn't go back there. They were there last year anyway. So it really wasn't that's why everyone was predicting that Minnesota would go to the Pinstripe Bowl, because there really wasn't, quite frankly, as weird as it sounds, I believe even if Minnesota had lost to Wisconsin, they'd probably end up in the Pinstripe Bowl. That game, outside of getting the axe, is pretty inconsequential to the pecking order. What the Gophers needed to happen was you know, some different footing happen, Illinois get upset or Purdue lose, you know, that last week or whatever, where you could maybe hop one of them and get into Florida. Otherwise, it was going to be New York City. And that's kind of the way it was. It looked like just because of the logistics of it, Maryland couldn't go to New York, and I don't think New York wanted Maryland back anyway, and they want some fresh blood. That has a weird contract too. It was an 8-year contract. It's been extended out to 2025, and they want the original contract called for 8 teams in 8 years, 8 different teams.
Oh wow!
Which to me, I don't even know how you can make that promise contractually, because they're, it could amount to sending some team that deserved to go to Florida to New York because somebody needed a different team. So I'm going to guess that was a loosely worded contract. So I think they're happy. It's a new team. They have had a lot of different teams. Wisconsin's been there. Iowa's been there. Maryland's been there. Rutgers has been there. In fact, Rutgers was there when P.J. Fleck was an assistant coach at Rutgers, so this will be a return trip for him to the bowl game. And he mentioned yesterday that he really enjoyed that the Rutgers players really enjoyed it. They treated you well and all of that. So, there's a lot of different teams that have been there. I think Michigan State's been there. Indiana's been there. So Minnesota falls in line with a bunch of teams that have been there.
Mike Grimm Monday here on Kaint Radio. And if you want to mark it on your
again, playing back some of the conversation with Mike Grimm, the voice of Gopher football, talking about the Pinstripe Bowl 3 weeks from Thursday in New York City. All the action right here on Kaint. And, of course, any interview you hear on myalbertlee.com, or take that back, on Afternoons with Aaron, you can find at myalbertlee.com. Third period action coming up in just a moment. 3-1, Albert Lee over Minnesota River. Here in Le Sueur, we're back with the final period of action. Well, it could be the final period in just a moment.
If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, make sure you get the best deal on your financing, too. Get your loan from your local credit union, United Employees Credit Union in Albert Lee. They always have the most competitive rates and offer fast and friendly service when applying for a loan. You'll get special financing for 48 months with 5.29 APR with a minimum loan advance of $7,500. Start shopping for that new snowmobile, ATV, or upgrade to a vehicle with four-wheel drive. Call United Employees Credit Union today and ask for their Winter Loan Special, 377-1616, member NCUA.
It could be as simple, or maybe something a little more complex. Or maybe your... it just doesn't work. No matter day or night, 7 days a week, Master Plumbing in Albert Lee offers you the best rates in town. You get experience, you save money, and with their fast and friendly service, you won't have to worry about that much longer. Call Master Plumbing in Albert Lee, 373-7454. Licensed and insured. Master Plumbing of Albert Lee. MasterPlumbingAL.com.
When was the last time that you sampled one of Albert Lee's greatest traditions? Jake's Pizza in downtown Albert Lee makes the best pizza in our area. They're open daily for dine-in, take-out, or delivery.
Gonna take you home early and I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna call Jake's Pizza and order one for me and you.
Come see me, Susie Miller, in our Albert Lea location. Our team at Arcadian Bank is ready to help you with your new home purchase, construction, or refinance. The process is simple with an online application or download the free Arcadian Mortgage app for convenient, secure, and step-by-step process.
Arcadian Bank, community-owned, community-focused in Albert Lea, Freeborn, and Heartland, www.arcadian.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Corner Mart on West Main and First Avenue is more than your typical gas station. Sure, after filling up your car, you can fill up on your favorite snacks and drinks, but what really sets Corner Mart apart from the rest is their Hunt Brothers Pizza. Call ahead and order your pizza today, original or thin crust, and whether you have one topping or all of them, all of Hunt Brothers Pizzas are $11.99. Where else can you get up to 10 toppings on your pizza for only $11.99? Hunt Brothers Pizza at Corner Mart on West Main and First Avenue in Albert Lea. Order yours today by calling 507-668-4022.
We're underway, third period action here on KETE, Albert Lea, myalbertlea.com, iHeartRadio app, and of course on your smart speaker. Aaron Worm with you. It's 3-1 Tigers. Goaltender Jada Moyer to the right of us. Annika Magali, the goaltender for Minnesota River, to the left of us. We'll recap the scoring in the second period in just a moment when we get a stoppage in play. Albert Lea looking to go to 6-3 on the season. And again, a tough scheduling when you have a two back-to-back games, two long road trips as the puck rolls to Magali. She'll cover it up. It was a 1-1 hockey game after the first period. Tigers would score at the 8:35 mark of that second period. Getting the goal was Kira Erickson. On the assist was Hannah Austinson. At the 16:17 mark, so 43 seconds to go in the second period, is off the faceoff. It rolls to Magali. She'll cover it up. For another faceoff, it was Haley Austinson with her fifth goal of the season. She was assisted by her older sister, Hannah Austinson, also assisted by Mika Psychos to make it a 3-1 game. Shots on goal, 14 in the first, 15 in the second, 29 for Albert Lea after two periods. For Minnesota River, 2 in the first and 2 in the second for 4 shots on goal. So back to action. The puck ends up in the slot area. Ends up in that near corner. Trying to clear the zone is Minnesota River. Back to center ice. Tigers pick it up. Get Albert Lea in control up 3-1. Controlling this game, Ellsworth will skate behind her own goaltender. Ellsworth, long pass ahead. Touched there by Haley Austinson. Back to center ice. Ends up back in the Bulldog zone. 15-17 to go in this one. And Tigers trying to go to 6-3 in the season. A lot of hockey action, already number 9 when it comes to games for Albert Lea. Minnesota River comes flying in that near corner. Battle for the puck, it pops loose. Here's a chance for the Bulldogs, a shot knocked down by Moyer. Loose puck in front, and it just slides away. That was Anderson, who's got the one goal for Minnesota River on the doorstep, tried to knock it home, not able to. Back to center ice. Bulldogs will bring it right back in across the point. Picked up by Psychos. Psychos skates by her own goaltender. Mika will bang it off the boards. And like we mentioned earlier, Mika Psychos, our current Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. If you missed that interview with Mika, just go to myalbertlea.com under the Afternoons with Aaron section to replay or re-listen to any interview you hear on the afternoon show from 1 until 4. Tigers bringing the zone in that far corner. To the far point. Try to push it ahead. Knocked down by Minnesota River. Tigers keep it in above that far circle once again. Controlling the puck. Cross ice pass. Bangs off the boards. Comes out of the zone. And Albert Lea is going to have to regroup. And they turn it over. Minnesota River will bring it across the point. Here's a chance. A shot knocked away with the right glove by Moyer. On a quick wrister by Volts off the turnover. Volts high in the slot with a good wrister. And Moyer again with a save. So Minnesota River ready with three shots on goal here in the third period. Turnover at center ice. Line change for Albert Lea. A chance to try to beat the Tigers back. And a glove save by Moyer. Near circle, that was Macy Portner with a wrist shot. And Moyer makes the save. Even though Jada's only seen 8 shots on goal, she's had to make 2 or 3 real good saves to keep it where it is right now. The Tigers up 3-1 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. In that near corner, ends up behind the boards, gets to Sankos. Sankos will bang it out the boards, trying to clear the zone, not able to, ends up back in that far corner. Bulldogs get to the puck first. Sankos got one of the Bulldogs pinned against the board, trying to knock that puck loose. Couple players for each team. Finally pops out in that near corner. Centering pass picked off by Albert Lee and then lost. And now finally control was picked off by Hansen. She couldn't control it, but her teammate Willette came over. Brought it back to center ice. Now brought right back in by Poitner from Minnesota River. Poitner goes down. Picked up by Albert Lee. Back to center ice. I don't think anybody touched it, did they? Well, never got far enough for icing. Now back to center ice. Into the Tiger zone. With 12:46 to go here in the third period, Tiger girls hockey on your home for Tiger Athletics, AM 1450 KATE. At center ice, battle for the puck in the neutral zone from the Albert Lee bench. Tigers gets it knocked up in the air. Controlled there by Erickson. Erickson's got one of the 3 goals tonight. Haley Austinson, Sykos, and Erickson with the goals for Albert Lee. Back to center ice and dumped right back in by Minnesota River. Can we mention Produce State Bank? They sponsor our Athlete of the Week. Locally owned and making banking more convenient for you with locations in Albert Lee, Hollandale, and Glenville. Visit them online at producestatebank.com. Minnesota River trying to clear the zone. Bangs off the boards. Back to center ice. 11:51 to go here in the third period. 3-1 Albert Lee. On top. Back in the neutral zone. Minnesota River trying to bang it off the boards. Well, they keep it in the neutral zone. Now Albert Lee the other way. Goskiston with a shot and a save by Magaly. Wrister by Goskiston on that near circle. A stoppage in play with 11:37 to go here in the third. Well, of course, every time we broadcast, we're in the Americana Insurance Press Box. Anytime we do a sports report, it's from the Americana Insurance Press Box. Protection you can rely on. Nationwide is on your side. They're the A-team, Americana Insurance and Albert Lee and Wells. Off the faceoff, back to center ice. Here comes Minnesota River. Cross that near point, centering pass in front. Nobody home. Good defense. They were looking for Bixby, and Bixby was kind of tied up by one of the Tigers. Back across the near point. Battle for the puck. Bulldogs back to that near point. That shot goes well wide. Ends up on the stick of Sankos. And Sankos will bring it out of the zone. Sankos at center ice. That was Anna Shaw, the freshman. Shaw was the one that was able to get in front of that centering pass. Now a whistle and a stoppage of play as the faceoff's going to come. We have an offside to Albert Lee outside the Minnesota River zone with 11:03 to play. 3-1 Tigers. Albert Lee with 1 in the first, 2 in the second. Minnesota River with 1 in the first again. Bulldogs led early 1-0. Albert Lee with 3 unanswered. In that far corner in the Bulldog end. Albert Lee trying to control. Here's a chance. Backhand. Never got to Magaly. Banged off the boards. Minnesota River will send it back to the neutral zone. A race for the puck and trying to get to it is one of the Bulldogs, but quick skating there by Ellsworth. A race to the puck, and Ellsworth wins that chase. Tigers coming the other way. They'll bring out the zone back to center ice. That's Evans. Evans will bring it across the near point, but she lost it. Pass back to center ice. Nobody touched it. Race for the puck in front of Moyer. Here's a chance, and he just slides by. And then taken down. Any penalty coming up? A penalty is coming up. Speaking of racing for the puck, that was Anderson, the eighth grader for Minnesota River. And she came in and got a little bit on a shot towards Moyer. And then as she was sliding by Moyer, she was taken down to the ice. And Minnesota River will go on the power play for the second time tonight. So a 2-minute minor is going to be assessed to Olivia Ellsworth. So Minnesota River down by 2 goals, trying to take advantage of the second Tiger penalty taken. Faceoff won by Albert Lee. They'll clear the zone. 9:59 to play. Minute 46 to go in the power play. Bulldogs will bring it across the far point. Above that far circle, there's a shot. Hit a Tiger. They get hit Sanko. Sanko's all banging off the boards. Ends up back in the near point. Kept in. Like I said, 2 minutes for hooking was the penalty assessed again to Ellsworth. Albert Lee clears the zone. Minute 20 to go in the Bulldog power play. And if you're a Minnesota River fan listening in, team's been outshot 32-8. It's a big-time power play needed by Minnesota River. Puck ends up in the Tigers zone, cleared once again and cleared even farther by Hannah Austinson, all the way to the left of Magalie, the goaltender. 9:12 to go in the third period. 59 seconds to go in the Bulldog power play. 3-1 Albert Lee off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Tigers will bring it across center ice. Then tied up and getting knocked away is Haley Austinson. Bulldogs will pass it backwards. Pass to center ice. Picked off, and here's a chance for Albert Lee. That is Erickson with it. Erickson skates in. Erickson still at the puck. Centering pass. Nobody home for the Tigers. Tried a one-timer in front in that far corner. Now back behind goaltender Magalie on the near side. Tigers keeping it in. Again, the Tigers are shorthanded with 22 seconds to go on the Bulldog power play. Albert Lee got left there on the power play. Centering pass, knocked away. Bulldogs just trying to clear the zone with 12 seconds to go and their one skater advantage. They'll bring it across the near point, pass it backwards. Here's a chance, a shot knocked away by Sankos. On that shot by Poitner. Sankos got her stick in front of it. Sankos with it behind Moyer, and this power play is going to come to an end. So Minnesota River now 0-2 on the power play. Tigers up 3-1 with 8:05 to go from Le Sueur. Update from a Jonesy at the opener for the Albert Lee girls basketball team, the home opener. 17:21 to go. 52-26, Rochester Mayo up by 26 against Albert Lee in girls basketball. Kenneth with 10 points, 10 of Albert Lee's 26 to lead the Tigers. Back to center ice. Got away from one of the Albert Lee players, now picked up, going backwards, a 7:27 to go, third period. Aaron Worm with you here on Kate Radio, a quick post-game show. As Albert Lee looking to go to 6-3 on the season. In that far corner. Ends up behind the goaltender. Minnesota River trying to bring out their own zone. They'll bang it off the boards back to center ice. Race for the puck. Bulldogs get to it first. Again, the quickest skater out there, Anderson, there for Minnesota River, but she got it knocked away on the near boards. Here's a chance for Minnesota River in the slot. That shot by Anderson goes wide of Moyer. Picked up by the Tigers. They'll bang it off the boards. Anybody touch it? Nobody touch it. So icing, Calden Albert Lee with 6:43 to go here in the third period. Gets a 3-1 lead for Albert Lee. We mentioned Minnesota River made up of St. Peter, Le Sueur Henderson, and Tri-City United. Three of the schools. There's a couple more in there as well. I believe Belle Plaine, maybe Cleveland, also part of the co-op. Chan Johnson, the activities director at TCU. Nice enough to buy me a water and a couple of cookies. Let me tell you, the cookies at the concession stand here in Le Sueur are hot and fresh when they come out. And there's a goal for Albert Lee. Just as sweet as a cookie is a goal by Sydney Kolker. Kolker from the near circle brings it up and beats Magalie. And it's 4-1 Albert Lee off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. So four different Tigers have scored. This one by Kolker, the eighth grader. And Kolker's goal coming at the 10:36 mark of the third period. First goal of this third period, and it's 4-1 Albert Lee. When it comes to Kolker on the season, that's her first goal. First goal for Kolker. Her third point overall. Wait for the official scoring. But Tigers putting the finishing touches on this one, a 4-1 with 6:17 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Back to the neutral zone, bounce and puck. So unassisted, Sydney Kolker again with the goal for Albert Lee. So Kolker's got a goal. Haley Austinson with one. Erickson with one. And Sykos with a goal. It's all over at Lee. Going to be a fun bus ride back to Albert Lee tonight. 4-1 lead, 5:44 to go. Shots on goal still pretty one-sided at 34-8. Albert Lee with a big-time edge. They've had that edge throughout the game. In the far corner, or in the near corner, excuse me, in the Minnesota Riverside. Battle for the puck there. Comes back out to center ice. Controlled by Albert Lee by Ellsworth. Ellsworth will pass it backwards over to Erickson. Ahead, and now Sykos across. Or not Sykos, that's Goskinson. Goskinson cross-ice pass to Haley Austinson. The near corner, now back to Goskinson behind the net. Goskinson tried the center, it's knocked away. Ends up on the far boards. Comes out of the zone, back to the neutral zone. Here comes Minnesota River. There's a shot, didn't go anywhere. Off the stick of Sykos. Racing in and getting to the puck first for Albert Lee. That shot. Now Sykos, the head of steam, is going to bring out the zone. Sykos across center ice. Sykos to the puck and rolls to Magaly. The goaltender is going to cover it up with 4:49 to go here from Le Sueur. Yeah, the Tigers hold on. They'll be 6-3 on the season. Their next game, they got time to prepare for what's going to be a major section showdown against Dodge County. Dodge County, the last time I checked, was 6-0. Ranked number 6 in state. And Dodge County and Albert Lee, the favorites in Section 1A. There's a shot on the save by Moyer, racing in that shot by Pointner. Yeah, last year Dodge County was not in the section. I believe they were a double-A school. This year they dropped down to a Section 1A. I think of many that follow girls hockey in Section 1A with St. Albert Lee and Dodge County are the teams to beat. There's a shot for the point, another save by Moyer, that shot by Dunphy. So Saturday night, that game is at Roy Nyster Arena. Going to be a big measuring test for both teams. 7:15 start on Saturday. So if you're looking for something to do Saturday night, get out to Roy Nyster Arena. Sixth-ranked Dodge County, 19th-ranked Albert Lee. Battling Saturday night at 7:15. And the good news for Albert Lee is after having back-to-back games last night, a 5-1 loss at Mountain West Tonka, and a game tonight in Le Sueur, they get a good number of practices, 3 days to be exact, before they get ready for, again, a key matchup in December against Dodge County. Waseca, Winona, Austin, the other three teams in Section 1A. Albert Lee, of course, on Saturday night, celebrating 25 years of girls hockey. They got their banners, their Section 1A banner, their state participant banner on Saturday night. I have not been out to a Roy Nyster Arena this week, but I'm assuming the banners are probably hanging up. Back to action, the puck in the Minnesota River zone. It's in that near corner with 3:41 to go, 4-1 Albert Lee. Tigers with one in the first, two in the second, one here in the third. Minnesota River led 1-0, four unanswered by Albert Lee. There's a shot from the far circle, saved by Magaly. Banged off the far boards. Ends up being the goaltender once again with 3:22 to go. Centering pass in front, there's a chance. And where'd the puck go? Ends up behind the net. There was a wide open part of the net to the right of Magaly, and nobody for Albert Lee could get a stick on it. Now the puck slides all the way to Moyer with 3:07 to play in this one. Tigers in control of 4-1. Want to thank some more of our sponsors. Get close to putting a wrap on our broadcast. Minnesota River will swing it behind their goaltender. Troy Thompson Agency, offering insurance products for individuals, families, and businesses throughout Minnesota. High Yield of Alden for fertilizer, chemical, or propane delivery. You'll find the best service from High Yield Products of Alden. So 2:33 to go. Puck in the Minnesota River zone. Now comes back out to a center ice. Race for the puck. Tigers will get to it first. Chased down there by Zizi Ouellette. Goskinson will bring it across the blue line. Knocked away. Ends up in that far corner. Tigers trying to add to their three-goal lead. Puck behind Magaly. Tripped up as one of the Tigers. Now back to center ice. Here comes Minnesota River. Trying to bring it across the blue line. Not able to. Broken up there by Ellsworth. Back in the Tigers zone for a second. Ellsworth with it. Ellsworth will bring it out of the zone. Ellsworth across center ice. Cross ice pass, Goskinson trying to get to it, but not able to. Jewel Factor, a junior, gets to it first. At center ice, and out scoots into the Albert Lee zone. Race for the puck in that near corner. One of the Bulldogs lost her footing. Loose puck is picked up by Erickson. Brings out the zone as Albert Lee back to center ice. 90 seconds to go from Le Sueur. From Le Sueur Community Center. Tigers are going to get a non-conference win on the road. It bounced back from a 5-1 loss to 11th-ranked Monwestanka last night. Tigers right now again ranked number 19 in Class A. They'll improve to 6-3 at exactly 70 seconds. Back to center ice. Bulldogs pick it up. Get a neutral zone, bouncing puck. Touch at center ice, Brown across the near point with 54 seconds. There's a chance knocked away on that shot by Grace Bishop, a senior. Rung around the boards, above that far circle. Kept in by Minnesota River with 43 seconds to play. Anytime he can make a long road trip anywhere on a school night and bring home a victory, it's a hard-fought battle. And give Minnesota River a lot of credit. Pretty one-sided when it comes to shots on goal, but they definitely kept themselves in the game thanks to the great goaltending by freshman Annika Magali. 20 seconds to go. We're going to have a penalty coming up. One of the Albert Lee players got tripped up, so a penalty with 15.9 seconds, a tripping call. It's going to be on Minnesota River, so Albert Lee will go on their first power play of the night for just 15.9 seconds. Albert Lee boys hockey. Again, their conference opener, Rochester Century, will be at Roy Nystrom Arena coming up on Thursday night. We wish them the best of luck. Again, our next high school broadcast is coming up on Friday. We're going to be in Owatonna for Albert Lee girls basketball against the Huskies. Here's a breakaway chance for Minnesota River with 9 seconds to go. 8 seconds, Albert Lee catches up with them. And this one's going to be over. Back to center ice with three, with two, and off your Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Albert Lee with the victory, 4-1 win. We should mention that tripping penalty was on Sophie Wilson. Penalty only lasted about 15 seconds. So Albert Lee celebrating around their goaltender Moyer as the Tigers with a 4-1 non-conference victory here in Le Sueur tonight. We'll have a quick post-game show coming up in just a moment from the Americana Insurance Press Box. Again, off that Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, 4-1 Tigers. You're listening to Albert Lee Girls Hockey